Testing 1, 2.
Okay, so which political party do you think will best position you for you and your family to live your goals and dreams?
I'd say EFF.
Say the Democratic Alliance.
I'm torn between the ANC and the DA.
I've lost hope. I'm not going to vote anyway, so I'm not going to bother myself. Which job we do?
Have to be DA.
I'd rather just say ANC.
None.
What about you?
I'm also thinking none at the moment.
None. Absolutely none. But obviously.
So rather trust the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and today's bonus episode looks at the neuroscience of politics and how politics impacts your brain and success journey. I've been researching a concept called total reliable resources, which simply means for the brain to be able to operate at its highest level, where it can focus its energy on tasks such as innovation and creativity, it must feel the resources connected to it are reliable. What I found is if you are in an environment where you feel uncertain and vulnerable, your brain distributes resources to parts of which can be unproductive. For example, let's say you have a useless boss or partner in your life, and these problematic people are creating unhealthy, chaotic, or uncertain circumstances for you. The brain will then distribute chemicals to ensure you become alert, go into protective mode, and ultimately use resources that it could have been using on innovation or creativity. So I came across a few studies showing that when people feel their political parties are reliable, they're able to be more creative and productive and innovative. What we know for sure is if resources connected to you, partners, jobs, politicians, economy, etc., are somewhat reliable, your brain operates better. So with the election looming, I decided to venture out across South Africa over the past few weeks and ask several hundred people from every race, class, and socioeconomic background a very simple question. Which political party do you think will help you live your goals and dreams? And the answers are gripping. Your emotions will range from laughter to tears. Enjoy. Okay, so which political party do you think will best position you to live your goals and dreams?
I would say the DA.
Is it their policies? Is it their understanding of how social systems work? What is it about that gives you that confidence?
Both. The policies, yes. And the... Yes. I just think I won't go for the other party, so I will go for DA.
Okay.
None. Absolutely none. But obviously you need to choose one, because by not choosing a political party in South Africa, you're basically voting for the party that's in power at the moment. They are absolutely corrupt, and I don't even know what words to use, because they, when you think they've done it all, they shock you with something else. But if I had to choose a party for now that will help me live a better life in South Africa, it will be the Democratic Alliance. Not that they're any better, but I think to a certain extent they can do more than what the ANC can.
I'm in a rush because this guy don't speak English, so I want to go to the...
Okay, so maybe we can talk while we walk.
I'm here just in the corner.
Just here?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I come in with...
First things, I don't listen to the news or the politics, what they are doing. I just always concentrate with my work. I'm a hard worker to support my family. So I don't know who's going to come and do something good for us. I just know myself, I'm working hard to support my family.
Okay. So which political party do you think will help you achieve your goals and dreams?
Okay, currently at the moment, I don't think any political party is working for me, for ANC, but right now they're not living up to what they say, so I'm very skeptical about the others. You know how they always say, go for your, stick to your tradition?
Yes.
So that's how I'm trying to stick to ANC, but right now, not working for me.
Okay. Mm. Well, I don't like to judge, but you look fabulous. You look like you're living really well. Do you feel as though your lifestyle will change at all if the politics change?
I think it goes with each individual, because right now I don't think it's got to do with race or whoever's running the country, but it's got to do with an individual objective that you meet every day. So if you're working forward towards your money, then obviously it's not going to, it's not supposed to change. But I mean, if you sit back and relax, then obviously it's going to change.
Well, all the best with your goals and dreams.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, but I think it's EFF, because EFF is doing a lot of things.
Well, what is the EFF doing that you like?
Fighting for people's rights when they are losing jobs, and fighting for lower salaries from companies.
And the work that you're doing now and your friends, do you think your friends think more like you, or do you think they think differently?
Let me say, they think the way I think. Yeah, because of what I see is what
what they're saying as well. Thank you very much.
Okay, sure.
Well, at this point in time, it's a hard choice, because if you go with the new party, the DA, you're going to see a lot of change, right? If you stay with the ANC, nothing's going to change much. So you're just going to continuously go on where you are. In my business, where I am, with the ANC, we've already established. With the DA, there's something new. We don't know what's going to happen. So rather trust the devil you know than the devil you don't.
I've lost hope in what is happening, you know, especially the governing party. I had a lot of hope back then, but it seems like it's from bad to worse. So our dreams, you know, are dead, and I don't have any hope at all.
So you've given up?
I've given up. I'm not going to vote anyway, so I'm not going to bother myself. Thanks God, I'm no more worried anymore. Your worry is still the same thing. You tell them, you know, they've got all this platform, everything. They've got everything good in black and white in paper. But to come to implementation, it's a problem. So it is this or that. It's a blaming game. So let them do what they want. Let them chow the country money or anything. It's up to them and their families. Let them enrich themselves. We are well off the way we are. So we'll sort ourselves out.
Now, you're part of the generation where you first got the chance to vote. In your entire life, have you ever voted?
Yes, I we're the first generation to vote in the when we came to Mandela's government, so-called Rainbow Nation. Yeah, well, for them it suits them. For me, personally, in all fairness, and I wouldn't like my children as well. You know, this is we doomed.
You're moving on. Okay. Now let's speak to somebody a little bit younger than you. This gentleman next to you is maybe 20 years younger. Do you feel the same way or do you feel different?
No, definitely. I feel like the ANC has been in power, but nothing's been happening. You know, the people are pushing corruption more than they should in terms of building the youth and creating more jobs, you know, fighting unemployment, but then none of that is happening.
So which political party do you think is best? None of them are perfect, right? But which one do you think is best able to help you achieve your goals and dreams as a young person?
I mean, for me, there's top three, because there's the ANC, which is super corrupt, and then there's the EFF. I think that the EFF, if they had to lead the country, then investors and people that are, you know, looking to drive the country forward would run away because of the way that they do things. You know, they like fighting, you know, and saying that investors will run away. So even though I don't like the DA, but I feel like, you know, they might do something.
I'd say EFF. Why? Because looking at what we have now, ANC, it's quite a good party. They played their role at that time, but then at this point, I feel like they've been losing the drift. So what's left of it, it's what we know about ANC, which is like historical content. But then you refer back to EFF, I don't know, maybe it's because it's the new thing, but then they're more about like empowerment, empowering especially black people and making sure that their voice, if you can check, their driving power, it's in a way driving out the country, because when they enforce something, it happens. So being a young person like that, at the same time, I feel like if they step into power, that can inspire everyone to live up to that standard, because they are go-getters. It's not really about color. The political country, in my perspective, I feel like it should empower the country as a whole, regardless of whether the person is black, white, Indian, and stuff like that. Just a country as a whole, it should just give equal opportunities without having to focus and say, no, my mandate is to grow the black than the white and stuff like that. It should just be a political country for the whole country. I mean, political party for the whole country, to empower out the whole country.
And you think EFF will focus on trying to empower the whole country?
Not really in their... I don't think they have that in their scope. But then I just thought, for me as a person, if AFF would be into power, like you mentioned, that the consciousness of the whole country is driven by the political power, the party in power at that point in time. So, well, it's critical in that context. Yeah.
I've caught up with two young ladies here. Are you guys friends?
Yes, we are, and colleagues.
Okay, you guys from very vastly different backgrounds and cultures, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, just tell me a bit about your background. Where are you from?
I'm from Pembridge. I grew up in Tokoza.
Tokoza. And where are you from?
I am from the west of Joburg.
West of Joburg. And which political party do you think will best help you achieve your goals and dreams?
None. None.
What about you?
I'm also thinking none at the moment.
So you do know that this wonderful mall we're in was built because somebody felt confident enough to make the investment. And that's largely what political parties do. They help keep things just stable enough so that people can make investments. So there are no perfect political parties, but if you had to vote for one that could keep the lights on in this place, that could keep the country moving forward at some rate, even if it's slow, which political party would you go for?
At this moment, it's very hard to decide because I really lack trust in all the political parties we have.
Okay, and you? If you had to go for one?
Honestly, I've got the bad side for, and the good side for all, and I've got my reasons. I can say yes to DA, but again, no, because they are racist. They've got things that they all have.
Got it. I got it. They're all good and bad.
So I think all of them, they need to be there, but somehow, we need to change the strategy.
Okay, so do you guys plan on voting at least?
Yes, I will vote.
So you're going to have to choose at some point?
At some point I have to.
But not now, you haven't figured it out yet?
No, I haven't.
And what about you? Are you going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote. However, I still need to decide which party I fully want to put my trust in.
So they still have a chance to win your heart over?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Thanks, ladies. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
African National Congress.
And based on the history of the African National Congress, what is it about them that you think will make sure that they help you achieve your goals and dreams?
I think because they have consistent policy. Even though they change leaders, but their policies remain. Even sometimes when their leaders, they will deviate from the actual policies, but the members, time and time, always remind them of their own policies to say that. But now you are deviating from those policies. And from 1994 from now, we can see they've tried to implement those policies, even though, you know, from they've inherited the apartheid government, which have a lot of credit, and they have to pay the credit and also have to keep the social status of people. So I think they are getting there, even though there are a lot of things that are happening around their leadership themselves, questionable things. But I think they are, for me, they have a consistent policies.
If there was a second favorite, who would your second favorite be?
EFF. EFF.
And what do you like about the EFF?
I think they sound like they are pro-poor.
I'm torn between the ANC and the DA.
And what is it about them that you're torn between?
ANC has been in the government for over 20 years, and I'm not pleased with the changes. I would like to give DA a chance, and let's see what they can do for us.
Okay. And does your family feel similarly?
My family is not even sure that they are going to vote for this election because they also don't know.
And based on your friends, do you feel genuinely that people are really confused? They just really are torn, genuinely speaking?
I think so, because I think we would like to have a party, a opposition party that is very strong. so that the ANC can be shaken. I think they are too comfortable now.
So your name is Kinsani.
Yeah.
Hi, Kinsani. Are you a student?
Yes, I'm a pilot. I'm a student pilot at the moment.
You're a student pilot. So in your piloting future, which political party do you think will best position you to achieve your goals and dreams?
To be honest, I'm not really sure if I can give you an answer like that.
So you haven't really looked into it that much?
Not really.
So it doesn't really bother you? If the ANC stays or they go, it doesn't really matter to you?
No, it doesn't really matter to me. At the end of the day, as long as they're running the country all right, it's okay with me.
And you feel like they're running the country all right?
I mean, they could do better. I'm not saying they're doing it like the best job, but it's not like...
But you're doing fine.
We're okay. We're not sinking.
Okay, so I bumped into an entrepreneur by the name of Kim.
I think about the goals and the dream. People, you need to live on your own. The party and the party and the country, they will create environment and the society to make the environment for people easy to live on, to do business, to have their life on. But about the goal and dreams, you need to rely on yourself. You need to be integrity. You need to know very well you need to do, and you pursue it, and you work on it, and then you can have your goal and your dream. Otherwise, the party, I don't think they can help you with the dreams. Yeah.
Timothy, in these current conditions, I don't think any particular political party will help me reach my aspirations. I think as a citizen of this country, you need to sort of knuckle down and do things for yourself. Their responsibility as government is to make sure that they create a conducive environment for individuals to prosper. But at this particular instance, I don't think there's any one particular political party that will service any of my individual needs.
Honestly, it'll have to be DA. Maybe it's because how they run things. I'm not going to say it's a bit of a negative side to them, but there's something quite hopeful about them. Yeah.
So you feel as though the DA represents your future, like your goals and what you're able to accomplish?
And our economy as well. We're at a point where everything is a downfall and we need somebody to save us.
It doesn't need to be one major party. It just needs to be segmented into what best needs of the communities are.
I think the EFF.
And the EFF, you're drawn to them because of their policies, because of specific things they've done. What are your thoughts?
Because of their policies.
Cool.
Personally, I don't know, but I feel more confident with EFF because it's more about common issues. They address them and so on. They seem more promising, so I feel like they should be given a chance so that we could see what they have to offer. And then, yeah.
So you're ready for a change?
Yeah, I'm ready for the change. I am.
So this is your friend. How long have you guys been friends?
Over 10 years now.
Okay, so let's hear from your friend and see if they have a similar train of thought. So how are you, friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Which political party do you think helped you achieve your goals and dreams?
None. Honestly, none. I have no interest in politics or political parties. It's because of me. My hopes and my dreams are on me, not on anyone. So if I have to achieve something, I have to make sure that I do it myself. I don't wait for any political party to determine which way I should go.
You are aware, though, that if consumer confidence is low, the political climate is low, it impacts whether or not there's businesses, whether or not there's opportunity for you, right?
Yeah, yeah, true.
So you can't do it on your own. You need a strong political party. So if you had to choose one, if you just stuck choosing one, which one would you choose?
Which one would you choose? DA.
Well, there you have it. You got two friends, been friends for 10 years, who love each other dearly, but think very differently about politics. Thanks, guys.
The brain is complicated, but I'm starting to believe politics are more so. We are inherently political machines. I hope this episode has inspired you to think about what you need and require in your life to achieve your goals and dreams. And more importantly, I hope it has inspired you to engage politics through a lens that considers your brain. Until next time. CliffCentral.com